Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And it's Steph Meantime. Good evening, Steph.
Hi, Will.
How are you?
Fabulous, thank you. Really good.
I'm sorry I missed you last week, by the way, but you were in the capable hands of Ben, and I heard that you had a fantastic time.
Well looked after with Ben, yeah, fantastic.
And it's a busy weekend this weekend. Obviously, here we are again, Thursday night, so we've got the Harrogate Beer Festival, which starts tomorrow. And I know there's a few of our guys going tomorrow afternoon from here. Oh. So if you meet them, I'll apologise in advance. But I'm also going to be there on Saturday night as well, so I'll see you there
brilliant.
If you go in. And tomorrow night, I'm hosting the Oakley Business Awards alongside Nick.
Oh, fantastic.
You got anything exciting planned? Well, St Patrick's Day as well.
Yeah, St Patrick's Day on Saturday. Rugby's on, and I'm well, my birthday as well.
Oh, is it? Oh, Steph. Oh, well, before
it's
you go,
another year I'm going to
come.
And, no,
before you go,
it?
I'm going to come and give you a big kiss. And now we've had this on the food and drink show before. Dare we ask?
Oh,
21.
It's not a big one, let's put it that way.
21 with a little bit of value added tax.
Absolutely.
Bit of VAT. We'll have a fantastic birthday this weekend. And tonight, it's looking very spring-like what we've got going on here.
Well, we're going with a classic because I think you will love this. Tonight, Will, we've gone with a really classic shepherd's pie.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, springtime, and yep, we've got spring lamb bouncing around already, and I think shepherd's pie, it's a great one. All we've done is we've fried up some onions, we've added some lamb mince, we've added some tomato puree, chopped fresh tomatoes and some lovely fresh thyme in there, and stewed that down to make the base. And then in the top, we've got some mashed potatoes with Maris Piper potatoes. And we've just boiled those up, mashed them down with a bit of cheddar cheese on the top and tomatoes. You know, a classic, Will.
Am I right in thinking that shepherd's pie is quite an easy one to do?
This is the beauty about this, Will, is it is an easy one to do, but it is one of those that I think you can quite easily pimp up by adding a few things. So with the lamb mince, I've added a spoon of red currant jelly, and that just gives it a sweet sharpness, which really goes well. With the top, I think it's nice to make the cheese like a really melted, bubbly crust. And with the tomato, I always put tomato on mine. I know some people who put like a layer of mashed carrot and swede on theirs. You can do whatever you want, really. But I like to keep it a bit special, so yeah.
You've heard it here first, Steph. I mean, pimping up a shepherd's pie, everybody.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is the level that we're working at here. Pimping up a shepherd's pie. You've heard it here first on this show. And, you know, I mean, you say it's a spring-like dish, but kind of, we've got to get these dishes in the bag, haven't we, before we get to summer? Because you wouldn't be eating a shepherd's pie in the middle of summer.
No. And, I mean, it's sort of hearty food, but it's a family favourite, and it would be a great one for a dinner, you know, just to have for your tea or to have in your lunchbox for lunch and microwave it up in the office, that kind of thing.
And what generally, because obviously there's potato in there, what do you serve shepherd's pie with?
So I would serve that with some spring greens or some broccoli or some, you know, in a month or so, you know, we might have the asparagus out there. But at the minute, I would say something green. So broccoli, peas, something like that.
Steph, thank you so much for coming in. We're going to enjoy the rest of this shepherd's pie.
Cheers, Will.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week
on Stay FM.